Thank you, Madam Chair. I would also like to welcome the distinguished delegation of Japan to the constructive dialogue with CEDAW, and would like to add my voice to that of my colleague in appreciating the quality contribution of Mrs. Yoko Hayashi and Mrs. Hiroko Akizuki to the work of our committee. My question today relates to Article 4 of the Convention, which addresses the adoption of temporary special measures aimed at accelerating progress towards de facto equality between men and women. These measures are critical to correcting structural, social, and cultural discrimination against women, which you have somehow alluded to, Madam Head of Delegation. At the outset, we acknowledge Japan's effort to enhance women's participation in public and political life, such as the revision of the Act on Promotion of Gender Equality in the Political Field in 2021, which also aimed at preventing sexual harassment, as well, of course, as the fifth basic plan for gender equality, which was adopted in 2020 and sets out specific initiatives targeted to expand women participation in all fields of life. For example, it includes a target to increase the employment rate of women to 82%, proportion of women in management position in private enterprise to 30, and the proportion of women in disaster management council, which is a very important area in Japan, to 30%. The basic plan also sets a target of raising the proportion of women in leadership position to 30% by the earlier years of 2020. Although several countries in the world of similar level of economic development are working on achieving parity, the committee regrets that even this target has not been reached today in 2024. And the committee notes also with concern that there are opposition from certain political parties to setting specific targets for female candidates for national election. In addition, it was also stated by the Honorable Head of Delegation, we know that stereotypes surrounding gender role continue to hinder progress, especially in balancing family life and with career and politics. Women remain underrepresented in senior positions in public sector, as well as in the judgeship, as well as in diplomacy, but all of this also will be alluded to under Article 7 and 8. Under TSM, I would like responses to the following questions. Could the State Party provide details on how the measures outlined in the fifth basic plan have been implemented and what progress has been made in achieving the specific targets and that was set in the plan? And does the State Party consider adopting temporary special measures, reducing the required deposit of 3 million yen to encourage women to run for political position, bearing in mind the current gender wage gap that you have also acknowledged, Madam Head of Delegation? And how is the State Party addressing the participation of women belonging to minority, such as the Buraku women, women with disability, elderly women, in decision-making bodies that affect their lives? And are there any temporary special measures targeting this group? I would also like to seize this opportunity to acknowledge the Nobel Peace Prize granted to survivors of Hiroshima a few days ago. It's a source of pride, of course, for Japan. And I would like to ask if the State Party considers adopting temporary special measures to address the plight of women and girls survivors of Fukushima, as well as comfort women. Thank you, Madam Chair.